In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, today, my beloved, is the Sunday of the prodigal son. We heard the parable that the Lord had given, that there was a father, he had two sons, and the younger son one day came to him and said, "Give me my part of an inheritance." And after he had given to him, he left to another foreign country, and he stayed there and living a bad life, and finally he wasted all his inheritance. And then what happened is that he had to get work to take care of the pigs, but they wouldn't even give him the food that the pigs would eat. So he then remembered his father and said that the servants that live with my father, they're much better off than I am. I'm going to go back to my father and ask him forgiveness for leaving him, and ask him not to accept me anymore as a son, but to take me as one of the workers. And as he was going and coming close to his father's place, his father saw him from a long distance, and he ran to him and he hugged him right away. He was so glad to see him because he was looking for him many, many times. And the son told him that he is very sorry and that he wants him to take it as a worker. But the father said to one of the servants, "Go bring me the ring." And he put the ring on his fingers and as a sign of sonship. And he had then told the worker to prepare a big feast. And they have prepared a big feast in the remembrance of that the son came back. And but the older son, when he heard the noise and that, and he started to ask what happened. And he was told that his younger brother came back, and that the father is so happy, and then made a big celebration. And he didn't want to go to that celebration. And the father came out to him, and he said to him, "Why don't you come? Your younger son and has your younger brother had came back, and we're celebrating." And he says, "Well, all the time I live with you, and I never went against you, and you never gave me to make a celebration with my friends. And here my younger brother comes after he squanders off all your inheritance, and you accept him and do this." And but the Lord had told, the father had told him to humble himself and to love his brother. My beloved, look what it took for that young son to, when he had saw that he was totally failing, and that he had squandered everything, and he felt that he wasn't worthy to be called a son anymore, and so he had begged him just to take him as a worker, and that took humility. And my beloved, and that's what we have to learn. We have to learn to have humility so that we can truly be humble. And when we're humble, we should understand that we can never look at somebody else and say that somebody else is worse than we are. We are the prodigal sons. We break the God's laws all the time, and when we see somebody else breaking the laws, we shouldn't judge them, and we should just feel sorry for them, and take their sin upon ourselves, and then pray for them as if we were doing the sins, so that we would be able to truly do what the Lord had told us, that we would love our enemies and we would do good to those who do us harm, and we truly will become the disciples of the Lord. The Lord died for every one of us, for me, for my sins, and for your sins, and for everybody's sins. He had shown the great love. He took upon himself our sins, and he wants our salvation. But he gave us a rule. The rule is that we have to love him, and that we have to love him more than anybody else or anything else. And then we have to love our soul, and then we have to love all our neighbors, and even our enemies. We have to truly love them and worry about them and pray for them all the time, so that God will save them. Because the Lord didn't come to save the righteous, he came to save the sinners, as you very well know from the gospel. My beloved, let's try to live more and more according to the gospel, and let's try to truly to love our enemies, and then never to judge anybody. If we don't judge anybody, the Lord will not judge us. But if we judge somebody else, and then we get angry, and then the enemy takes over our heart, and we're only causing more and more trouble. And we have to learn to really to by the good deeds to destroy the bad deeds. And by truly being loving, as the Lord showed his love for us, and we should try to do that for everybody else, and never to judge anybody, my beloved. Let's work on it. As now is one more week. We already the second week of the Lent of Triodion, and it's going to be one more week, and then the week just before the Great Lent starts. So let's work on it. Let's work on it and try to learn to truly to love our Lord, and to think about the Lord, and to think less about the temporary things, and let's think about the eternal things. And may God bless you all, and have start working hard on yourself, so that we can fulfill all the things that has to be fulfilled for the Great Lent. And then we will have the greatest holiday of the Pascha. God bless you.